Exodus 28. And thou shalt take Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may serve me as priest, Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron thy brother, for glory and for ornament. And thou shalt speak with all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to hallow him, that he may serve me as priest. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, and an ephod, and a cloak, and a checkered vest, a turban, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, that he may serve me as priest. And they shall take gold, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined byssus, and shall make the ephod of gold, and blue, and purple, scarlet and twined byssus, of artistic work. It shall have two shoulder pieces joined at the two ends thereof, where it is joined together. And the girdle of the ephod which is upon it shall be of the same, according to its work of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet and twined byssus. And thou shalt take two onyx stones, and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel, six of their names on the one stone, and the six names of the rest on the other stone, according to their birth. According to the work of an engraver in stone, as the engravings of a seal, shalt thou engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel. Surrounded by enclosures of gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulder pieces of the ephod as stones of memorial for the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before Jehovah upon his two shoulders for a memorial. And thou shalt make enclosures of gold, and two chains of pure gold. Of laced work shalt thou make them, of wreathen work, and fasten the wreathen chains to the enclosures. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment of artistic work, like the work of the ephod thou shalt make it. Of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined byssus shalt thou make it. Square shall it be, doubled, a span the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, four rows of stones, one row, a sardoin, a topaz, and an emerald, the first row, and the second row, a carbuncle, a sapphire, and a diamond, and the third row, an opal, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row, a chrysolite, and an onyx, and a jasper, and enclosed in gold shall they be in their settings. And the stones shall be according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, engraved as a seal. Every one according to his name shall they be for the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make on the breastplate chains of laced work, of wreathen work, of pure gold. And thou shalt make on the breastplate two rings of gold, and shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two wreathen cords of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two wreathen cords shalt thou fasten to the two enclosures, and shalt put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, on the front thereof. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and shalt put on them the two ends of the breastplate, on the border thereof, which faceth the ephod inwards. And two rings of gold shalt thou make, and shalt put them upon the two shoulder pieces of the ephod underneath, to the front thereof, just by the coupling thereof, above the girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate with its rings to the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be above the girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate be not loosed from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment on his heart, when he goes into the sanctuary, for a memorial before Jehovah continually. And thou shalt put into the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, that they may be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before Jehovah. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before Jehovah continually. And thou shalt make the cloak of the ephod all of blue, and its opening for the head shall be in the midst thereof. There shall be a binding of woven work at its opening round about, as the opening of a coat of mail it shall be in it. It shall not rend. And on the skirts thereof thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet round about the skirts thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, in the skirts of the cloak round about. and it shall be on Aaron for service, that his sound may be heard when he goeth into the sanctuary before Jehovah, and when he cometh out, that he may not die. And thou shalt make a thin plate of pure gold, and engrave on it, as the engravings of a seal, Holiness to Jehovah. And thou shalt put it on a lace of blue, and it shall be upon the turban, upon the front of the turban shall it be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow in all gifts of their holy things. And it shall be continually on his forehead, that they may be accepted before Jehovah. And thou shalt weave the vest of byssus, and thou shalt make a turban of byssus, and thou shalt make a girdle of embroidery. And for Aaron's sons thou shalt make vests, and thou shalt make for them girdles, and high caps shalt thou make for them, for glory and for ornament. And thou shalt clothe with them Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them, and consecrate them, and hallow them, that they may serve me as priests. And thou shalt make them linen trousers to cover the flesh of nakedness. From the loins even to the hips shall they reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and his sons when they enter into the tent of meeting, or when they come near to the altar to serve in the sanctuary, that they may not bear iniquity and die. An everlasting statute for him and his seed after him.